This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Audio alert. So the first 12 minutes or so of this Detroit live show you're about to hear are rough listening. First off, because it sucks, but also because there was an issue with the audio recording at the venue and my microphone was not recorded. Then, when our guest Marissa Pinson joins, her microphone, too, is not recorded at first. Emma worked her magic as much as she could, but it's still pretty gnarly in the early going. Anyway, we'll put the timestamps in the episode description of when everything gets back to normal audio-wise, which is shortly after Marissa joins, but just be advised, it's bad. Worse than usual. All right, enjoy the show. Victory has 1,000 fathers, but defeat is an orphan. Variants of this idiom have been uttered for thousands of years, but President John F. Kennedy put it most famously after the disastrous U.S.-funded failed Cuban invasion known as the Bay of Pigs. The phrase certainly is true when it comes to beloved regional dishes. Witness the ongoing disputes over who rightfully invented Philadelphia's cheesesteak, or San Francisco's mission-style burrito, or Los Angeles's French dip sandwich, or the fucked up thing that Chicagoans call a hot dog. But there's one exception that proves the rule. One dish where a mountain of evidence rightfully points toward a sole creator. Detroit-style pizza. Universally attributed to Gus Guerra in 1946. Searching for a new signature dish to serve to patrons at his speakeasy-turned-eatery, Guerra found inspiration in the right-angled pies of his ancestral Sicily, and appropriated a blue steel pan used in auto parts sanitation to execute his vision. This new type of pizza, featuring a striking square form factor, lighter dough than Chicago's version, and a generous mound of brick cheese from nearby Wisconsin, soon outsold the hot sandwiches offered by the restaurant then called The Rendezvous, and the entire concept was rebranded as a pizzeria. While Guerra sold the original and opened a new pizza restaurant called Cloverleaf, the pie brand he created has endured for over 75 years and now has around 20 locations in Michigan. And as shown by recent failed attempts by national chains like Pizza Hut to proffer their own Detroit-style pies, there's nothing quite like the original. This week on Doughboys, we say hey buddies. Detroit-style pizza. Our return, and folks, this week's roast is courtesy of Gary. Let me introduce my co-host, Kebab Seeger and the Silver Gullet Band.
Tired.
I love that you said not to talk about backstage. I'm tired.
I meant from dancing. Detroit Doughboy Show. That was my take on the Detroit basketball thing they say at the games.
Very good. I enjoyed it.
I was hard to dance the Austin Powers music. I couldn't really hear it.
Yeah, it's a little, we can't quite hear things on stage. I don't know what you're doing.
That's good. I don't want to hear us.
Yeah, I don't want to hear us at all.
No, actually, don't change anything. Don't listen to him. Oh, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Do I look good to you?
And blue shorts, much like a minion.
Banana.
Looks like a regular auto over there.
Do you like it?
Sharp.
Thank you.
Which we should address. You play the Austin Powers theme. You did your little dance. That officially designates this return to Detroit as a silly
show. Oh no. That's the luck of the draw. They got a silly show. Silly show, like we said, doesn't guarantee good. Not at all. I mean, like, a big part of my prep was wearing the Minions outfit today. Wise, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing all right. Here's my question for you. How's your tummy? Are you dealing with the rumblies since we landed in Milwaukee? And certainly the only things to eat in this entire region of the United States are like dairy and then bread.
Yes.
And those are two food groups available.
And Faygo. Wow, I hope ICP is here. That would rule. I was hurting, Wives. As you know, I was hurting when we flew. My stomach was hurting when we flew in. When we flew in from Phoenix to Milwaukee.
Right.
And it was kind of inconsiderate of me. I told you that I was praying for the plane to go down. It was inconsiderate to you and Marissa, but I...
Well, and the rest of the passengers.
Yeah, them too, I guess. But I was really hurting. But I'm better now. Hey, a day in Michigan, that's what cures what ails you, Wives?
I wonder if a half day of driving across Michigan...
We drove from Milwaukee straight to Buddy's. Straight here.
Yes.
Weiger showered here.
I showered.
There were guys in hazmat suits spraying it down.
I was really concerned about pulling a Charlie Rose on someone. I was like, Jesus Christ, make sure his door is double locked.
B.D. Wong was scraping up your DNA from the floor of the shower. You can have a Weiger park. It was a long day, but we're ready to do this.
I feel like you're hanging in there. I feel like you've been a trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Milwaukee was nice.
We had a nice time in Milwaukee.
We went to Cops.
Well, we didn't go to Cops.
We didn't?
We did go to Cops.
Oh, we did go to Cops. Okay.
We did a whole show about it.
I know, you said we didn't, so I got scared. There was four people in Cops hats, and there was one lady in the middle. There was two on each side, and one lady with her arms folded the entire show.
We should make it clear, when he says Cops hat, he's referring to the chain Pops frozen custard.
They know it. They're Midwesterners.
I don't know how prevalent it is. It's only in Milwaukee.
And we pointed her out, and we're like, that lady doesn't like the show. We ran into them afterwards, and
yeah.
I got verbal confirmation she did not like the show. And then the other guys were like, we loved it. And the old guys were in the Cops hat, and I was like, I'll be back later. And I never went back.
God bless our patient Doughboys SOs in here as plus ones, not really knowing what they're in for. Certainly not going to have a good time, so sorry. But honestly, it's on your partners for bringing you.
Don't come. Don't make them come. Don't make your partners come to this shit. It's a food podcast.
You're already used to not making your partner come here. Don't
All the partners are cheering. It's like Sally, Jesse, Raphael. Watch, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened to me. There was this, on the latest episode of Better Call Saul.
Yes.
There was a Vulture write-up, and they were like, Mitchell was fantastic in the latest episode of Better Call Saul. Mike Mitchell, there's a little blurb at the bottom. It's like, He didn't get to do too much, but he has the range to do more. Sad to see him been wasted here. Here's the issue. It was Buzz from Home Alone and Better Call Saul. I was not in the show. So they wrote up this big thing about how I did a great job and referred to other stuff I was in. And it was fucking Buzz.
That was what was so confusing, because they clearly were a fan of yours. They listed your other credits.
Yes, that's hurt more. It hurt enough as is.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they were like, we like him and we still think he's Buzz. It was bad.
If you both weren't white, that writer's career would be over.
We are very white, both of us. Look, I know I'm a big, bearded, chubby man,
yes.
but I don't think I look like...
I don't think you look like Buzz at all.
I think I look like Kevin.
You think you look like Kevin, the hero of Home Alone?
Yeah!
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately? He's not aged into you.
What's he aged into?
He looks like him. It's like an older him.
That look like Joe Pesci? Give me somebody!
It could be Pesci.
Oh, thank God. Give me anyone else. Anyways, Wags, I think it's time to hit this crowd with a little drop.
Oh, boy.
Hit it, Emma.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice.
Ice, baby. Ice.
Ice, baby.
Ice. Why did I say ice?
Why did you say ice?
I don't know why I said ice. I don't know why I said ice. I meant to say I.
Wait, stop.
Well, short.
Short.
It's from a good dropper.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Here's a silly drop using clips from the Silly Boston Show. Keep up the great work. Yours truly, Chris Finke.
Did you know? Thank you, Finke. Did you know we were going to get a drop from the Silly Show for this silly show? Was that part of your scheme?
Wait, he said, no, I didn't know.
You didn't know. It was by sheer coincidence.
Wow. The silly special.
It's a silly special.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
That's great. You know who else is great, Nick? What, should I not introduce our guest? You got some other shit planned?
Of course you should introduce our guest.
What's on your little keyboard there?
You don't act like you care. Don't like you care what's on my show outline.
End show. He puts end show in the outline.
Life is in strike through and show is bolded.
Jesus.
We have a fantastic guest with us today. You folks ready for our guest? This is how she asked to be credited. A writer and comedian from the Doughboys episodes Little Caesars 2... and Rock Hard Seltzer. Give it up for Marissa Pinson.
Yeah. She brought Faygo.
Wow, holding Faygo aloft.
We did a drank or stank of Faygo on the road today.
At a gas station with a screaming child.
Yeah.
A gas station with a screaming child that you saw got spanked, correct?
I saw the child get spanked. Bathroom stall, and I contemplated calling 911. I thought that's gonna make us even later for the show. We're already on a pretty tight schedule. I'll just let them work it out.
Weiger was waiting in line to spank the child. I had to tell him, like, that's not the deal, dude. We gotta go. So we got a full cane sugar Faygo. We're gonna drink at the
Look
top
at that.
Of the show.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a difference upon checking the label. I think it's a whopping 72 grams of sugar in the gas station bottle of Faygo. But it's a high fructose corn syrup. So do you guys have a preference for the original Red Pop versus the corn
can?
Syrup? Is this one good?
Don't say a different flavor. Rock and ride. Don't got it. We don't have it.
Guys, we're trying.
Who's your favorite doughboy? We like Mark Maron. Okay. Sorry, we're not Maron.
I mentioned this to Emma, but I'm having so much fun on the tour with these guys. And Mitch mentioned earlier that he had a rumbly tummy on the airplane. You can open that while I tell my story. I am a Doughboys guest, but
is that
I'm also a Doughboys fan. It says it is on the cap.
Okay.
And I always listen to Doughboys when I'm flying because it eases my anxiety. And so, like, when the plane is taking off, I always put in the Doughboys podcast when I'm flying to calm me down. And this time, I had a real Doughboy with me on the plane. And instead of my anxiety being eased, Mitch is texting me, I'm going to barf.
It was a lot like that movie Red Eye. I said this last night that it was Brown Eye, but I wasn't going to say that tonight. The villain wasn't Cillian Murphy. It was my tummy was the villain in this one.
You know what's pronounced Killian?
Killian Murphy.
Killian.
That's
it's a C,
too
but it's Killian.
Scary.
Yeah, that is too scary. I agree.
His name. It's too
Tone
scary.
It down, Killian.
Yeah. Yikes. He didn't barf, though, on the airplane.
I did not barf. I've been barf-free the entire trip.
Wow.
Applause for not barfing. How low is the bar?
What's everyone's barf streak right now? I don't think I've barfed in 2020, too.
I haven't barfed in 2022.
I haven't barfed in years.
Haven't barfed in years.
Years. And actually, prior to that, because I was pregnant, as everyone knows, I like to get dumped in. But, thank you.
Some people liked that. Christ. Maybe
it's humiliating. It's humiliating. But prior to that, I had like a 25-year barf streak. So.
Unbelievable.
25-year barf streak.
You didn't even get like, yeah, that's really impressive. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
I feel like some people will not make it through the show without barf.
That's very possible. We did do tequila shots before.
We did. We did some tequila shots. We're trying to keep it. We're trying to keep the energy up.
We're having fun.
We're having so much
having
fun.
It's been a blast. It's been a blast.
It's
we
been
drove
a great
6 hours straight to Buddy's.
Already. Best day of our lives.
Had no time to shower. Just slip into this minion outfit.
What else did you do in your room besides put on the minion outfit? Because I think you had time to shower. We had 30 minutes in the hotel room.
Tested out the toilet for a moment. Passed the test.
80% of the trip is conversation about if Mitch has diarrhea or he's constipated. It's like oscillated back and forth.
Right now, it's number two. It's two. Option two.
Oh, it's always number two, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. First couple days, it was not. I don't know what was going on.
give me can't stop going over can't go any day. I'd rather have the diarrhea than the constipation. Every day of the fucking week.
Show off?
What?
That's easily my preference. Easily my preference.
Don't applaud that, you sick fucks.
I can't stand being stopped up. I get so grumpy.
Oh, my God.
I feel so uncomfortable.
So you're on the toilet, just everything coming out with a big smile on your face?
No, I don't love it. But I'm saying, like, of those two bad options, one is less bad to me. I'd rather just be going with too much frequency.
You know, when was the last time you've had a job where you, like, couldn't leave a spot?
Great question.
Because that really does affect it. Like, if you're working, you know, at a like as a grocer or something, like, you can't be, like, leaving every 20 minutes to poop out a little turd.
This is maybe it. This two-hour stretch is
That's what I was going to say. You count Doughboys live.
Which I got to give you credit for is more of a chance you will have to do it.
That's true.
Like, do you have a higher percentage chance of having diarrhea during a Doughboys tour?
I've definitely, it's been a little while since I've had a job where I was like, I'm completely stuck here for a while. Like, I've had jobs where there's like long stretches between breaks, but not like I've got to go like all the way till lunch. That hasn't happened since I was like in my early 20s.
Here's the thing about Nick. Wow. Never went to the bathroom in school.
That's true.
He never went once in school.
K through 12, never a single deuce at school. Always did it at home.
That's insane.
Was that your yearbook, like, special shout out?
That's all it said under his name.
No deuce.
Yeah, stay cool and sweet. Congrats on not dumping out.
Photo missing. Yeah.
I was terrified of being bullied, I guess, if I took a shit at school. And also, I didn't really have to. So.
Dude. We got anti-shit gangs in Quincy too, man. You just take a shit in there, dude, start pushing you around. Wipe it up, buddy, wipe it up. Kids are weird and bullies.
Kids are
like
weird
that.
About yeah. that. Kids are weird about bathrooms.
Mummy was at my school, so I had a key to a bathroom.
Oh, there you go.
I'd walk out and like a teacher would be like, what the fuck? Sorry. Anyways, we should get off shit for a moment.
Sure.
It's not great to open up with 15 minutes worth of shit stuff.
For a food podcast.
Yeah. What's wrong with all of y'all?
Yeah, you guys are insane.
I mean, like, not only because you're here, which also a big question. I think like, Rod Stewart is at Little Caesar Arena.
Rod Stewart?
It was Eric Clapton. Is it Eric Clapton
Eric
is at Little Caesar?
You guys could have been at Clapton tonight.
There's a
could
have been at Clapton. Oh, people are booing. Clapton's bad now.
Wait, is he? Does he have bad politics? Oh, he has bad politics,
now.
Right?
Yeah. He's bad politics, yes. Yeah. Not going to make a joke about anything in his past. He's got bad politics.
I'll scrap my Beers in Heaven song parody I was going to do later.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Tigers game, a lot of options tonight, but you came here to see us. And we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It's been a while. It's been a minute, as they say.
So my other question of what's wrong with you guys is just that the food in the Midwest is a lot,
it's
right?
It's a lot. It's unrelenting.
Mm-hmm. And it gets hot. It's hotter here than I expected.
It's toasty.
You eat a fucking brick of cheese. Like, it's just too much.
It's a lot. No, it's excessive. I don't think this diet would be sustainable for me. But I do. I have enjoyed the food. I wish I get to. We had gotten to spend more time in the city before we did this show. But I am curious, Pinson and Mitchell. Mm.
Yes.
What are your like? How much time have you spent in Detroit? Because my Detroit experiences consist of this and one prior Doughboys show. And both of those were like in and out affairs. So, Marissa, have you spent much time here?
No, I've never been to Detroit before.
Wow.
So from what I've seen, it's a lovely city. But I am a huge fan of Detroit style pizza. So
the
versions
yeah.
of it that have made their way to the West Coast, because I'm a SoCal surfer girl.
Hell yeah!
You know, I've really enjoyed those. It's my favorite pizza iteration.
Yeah,
I've been here quite a few times.
Wow.
Yeah, I spent some time here like 15, 20 years ago. You would do some rap battles. I worked at an auto plant and...
Okay.
It would be annoying because like my work shifts always got in the way of when I had these rap battles.
Sure.
But then sometimes I'd freeze up on stage. It would be very embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then my mom fucked... What's his name? Who's the guy in it? The guy from Chicago?
Who's the guy in it? You mean your life? Who's the guy in your anecdote? What?
The guy in 8 Mile. Who fucks Eminem's mom in 8 Mile?
You get no life rafts with this one. This is all you.
Chicago guy. Michael Shannon.
Mm.
There you go.
Michael Shannon was fucking my mom. I said, cut the shit, Shannon. What the hell? Come home from the auto plant. I'm trying to rap battle. You're railing my mom when I walk in the fucking door.
Hey, good for Mrs. Mitchell. Could do a lot worse.
Hell yeah.
So let me fucking take a turn in there. Oh, boy. Just pretend I didn't say the last thing. Jesus. Maybe I should see a therapist.
Oh, my God.
Jesus,
I meant that I would
Christ.
Fuck Michael
no,
Shannon.
No, we know what you meant. We know what you say you meant, but we also know what you really meant.
Yeah.
So. That's the layered laughter.
I heard Mitch's mom on speakerphone on our drive over to the theater. She's very sweet.
Lovely woman.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon's not texting me back.
he did tell her, like, I was in the car listening, maybe so she didn't say anything naughty.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Michael, write a rap so Michael Shannon will come back to me.
So you mentioned Detroit-style pizza, your favorite type of pizza. I'm not far from you on that, because I, like, honestly, of all of the regional pizza variants I've had in these United States, and I've only had the authentic thing a few times, including today, but I love Detroit-style pizza. I just think it's so well done. I like that there's been something of a you know, some national awareness of it. Obviously, as I mentioned in the intro, some of the national chain attempts have been, like, total misfires. In fact, that Pizza Hut Detroit-style was one of the most disappointing chain restaurant items I've had in some time. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or we just got it because we're fat pieces of shit, but we both got it.
We both got it.
Yeah, we both got it, and we both were pretty disappointed. But there are, like, local places in L.A. that do a version of Detroit-style pizza that are, like, quite good.
Yeah,
we stole it from you.
It's funny because even, like, a few years ago, people would say Detroit-style pizza, and I had no reference point for it. And then it was, like,
right.
Suddenly in 1 year, like, every fast food place, little pop-up places in L.A., everybody wants to try their stab at a Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, it's a very
popular. For good reason, yeah, for good reason.
I wonder how people feel about if Buddy's expanded outside of Detroit area, or outside of Michigan. Would that be upsetting to people?
They shouldn't do it. I mean, would you say they can have it? You can have, oh, wow, we got a Buddy skeptic in the audience. Oh, boy. All right, that guy knows
what to do.
Oh, easy,
Malice
easy, guys.
Malice in the palace, that motherfucker. Here's the difference. If you can throw 100 red cups at Weiger and Iron, we'll never go out to fight someone. Ben Axel, we talked about this, was there.
Our friend Ben Axelrad, the Axeman, was present at the Malice of the Palace. Mm-hmm. At the palace. Mm-hmm. He was there. He was in attendance.
He threw the cup at Ron Artest.
What a wild, wild series of events. I do love the Detroit-style pizza. I do think that Buddy's... We should hold off on getting Buddy's for one
Ooh.
Second. But I do think that Buddy's I think they should stay a local chain because the other chains that have tried to expand nationally, and Mitch, that includes Dunkin', which we hit up on the way.
And guess what? We had a fucking fantastic
Dunkin'.
We had
a nice Dunkin' experience. I think Dunkin' is maybe back because Dunkin' had some years in the wilderness.
Dunkin's maybe back because this random one we stopped at in Indiana had a good bagel.
It's a good Dunkin'.
There's a theme with the trip where we all are getting food and Mitch says he's not hungry because his stomach is rumbling and then he eats all of our food.
Yes.
It's happened like a bunch of times.
So Marissa offered, Marissa and I each got bagels. Emma also got a bagel. Marissa offered Mitch half of her bagel. Mitch took it.
Which we had already ordered. And he got like a little like folded like.
I got a snack wrap.
I got a snack wrap.
I thought I was being good. Everyone orders after me. They get bagels. I'm like, hey man, you can't go. You can't do that to me.
But then instead of you getting a bagel, you're like, I'm good. I don't need anything.
I thought I was good.
Marissa
didn't eat anything.
Marissa very, very nicely offered him half of her bagel and Mitch accepted it. And then Mitch was eyeing my bagel. So I gave Mitch half of my bagel. So Mitch had a whole bagel that he did not order. And Marissa and I each had a half bagel of what we did order.
Oh, Kevin McAllister is up to his old tricks.
Can't believe they thought I was Buzz.
You don't look like Buzz is the thing.
It was a Buzz kill.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like you have like big Buzz energy, you know? Like not like BDE, BBE.
BBE.
Yeah,
big buzz energy.
Yeah,
which means like I'm a slovenly fat guy. Also, there was like comments. This was posted on the Reddit, Doughboys Reddit. Never go on there.
Yeah,
but it was posted, and then someone was like, "Mitch can act circles around that guy," and it was downvoted to zero. I think he's a pretty good actor. Don't get me wrong, but what the fuck?
It may have been Buzz. That's my suspicion.
Fucking Buzz?
Buzz was in there, downvoting it.
That motherfucker.
Take it up with him.
You got a beef
Mitchell,
with Buzz.
Mitchell, your podcast, woof. All right, anyways.
Marissa, I'm curious, because you're someone who's a vegetarian, you've been a vegetarian for some time, mm-hmm. and pizza is one thing, and I certainly found this in 2021 when no meat chili, when I didn't have any meat for an entire year, mm-hmm. is that pizza was one thing that I could enjoy equally. Like, there was no drop-off in terms of, oh, man, I really miss pepperoni and sausage. I was still liking pizza, like, just as much. But what do you opt for as a vegetarian with your pizza toppings?
I have a very firm, unwavering stance that cheese pizza is the best pizza and is not made better by any topping.
Wow.
I agree with this stance.
Not made better by any topping, especially vegetables.
Because I ordered a veggie pizza today thinking I was being a nice person. And then you were like, veggie pizza, like, sucks. And I was like, I don't get that for me. I did this for you. I did it for you. I would never get it. I'm cheese pizza all the way.
Cheese pizza all the way, baby. Cheese pizza all the way. It's perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've also learned don't say I like CP because those initials have a different connotation. But I do like cheese pizza.
Is this some comet bullshit?
The John Podesta thing.
Who's that?
He's the Hillary. He's one of Hillary's.
Oh, okay.
Assistants. Not in Home Alone. Not in Home Alone. He's a wet bandit. He's one of the wet.
He's one of the wet bandits. Yeah, okay. All right. Good. So what is? I'm not going to even ask. What?
Don't try to divine the acronym.
Wise, but you're not eating meat either. You're a chicken man.
Yeah, I'm not eating red meat right now, or I'm trying to stay away from red meat as much as possible.
Oh, you didn't have a burger yesterday.
I didn't have a burger
yesterday.
Okay,
wow, yeah.
No. I've been
No red meat shall you eat?
But still plenty of options like available. And let's
you'll eat any and all chicken. You'd bite the head off a live chicken in front of everyone here.
I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know if I'd like.
You wouldn't become a geek.
Now, I don't think it'd be a geek. I don't think I'd pull the Ozzy thing. If Ozzy actually ever did that, or that was just an urban legend, I'm not clear. But I don't think I'd do that.
You bit a dove's head off? Is that the rumor?
I think so, yeah. I don't know if that happened or not.
Oh, a bat's head off.
A bat's head off.
Wow, giving it back to Dracula, huh?
I think part of it is the ecological impact of poultry versus red meat. Not that it's a massive difference, but
one chicken versus, I mean, that's like a whole life.
That's the thing. That's my calculation.
Like that like chicken had like a family and like
we've had these discussions
one
about
cow.
Like yeah, is eating like an order of popcorn shrimp less ethical than eating a burger? Because if I'm eating like 12 shrimps, those are 12 souls. And if I'm eating one burger, that's like a portion of a soul that can feed 60 people.
Yeah.
So what
it's not like Freddy, they're not gonna be in your chest. You don't collect the souls of the animals you eat.
Do you think they feel that way? If you met those animals on the other side, they'd be pissed off you ate them.
Are you having dreams where you, like, torture shrimp?
I don't know. Maybe the shrimp get their revenge.
Do you know, like, how they talk about the silence in space?
Yeah.
When you were talking about the ethical problems about eating red meat, that's what it sounded like in here. It sounded like the vacuum of space.
Yeah, know your audience, Nick. Come on.
You're in Michigan and you're talking about not eating meat to these people. What the fuck is wrong with you?
A lot of water involved in beef production. But I don't have a problem with it. Like, if people want to do that, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, me personally, and that's my rationale. That said,
there's no water involved in growing veggies, you fool.
No, there is, but it's like the higher up the food chain you go, the more water that's involved. These are readily available statistics.
Hmm.
It's fine, though. It's totally fine. I don't shame anyone for their choices. It doesn't matter to me. I'm saying why I do what I do. That's the whole thing.
I think a carrot needs more water than a cow. I stand by it. Carrot needs more water than a cow.
Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wag, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did two episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
I understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
Buddy's Pizza was founded in 1936 as Buddy's Rendezvous. Started serving Detroit-style pizza in 1946. Amazing how much like food that completely informs American culture dates to immediately after the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of them. 20 locations across Michigan, and it's owned, still family-owned today, by the Jacobs family. So we drove
That's
in.
Funny. Like in New York City, like a guy was grabbing a girl and smooching her, and they were taking a picture, and here they're like, let's put pizza in a big fucking auto tin. An auto tin? That I listen to. I never listen to your intros. I don't like the podcast. I don't listen to it.
Today is no exception.
Today is no exception. And I was forced to because I was off stage.
Right.
But they were just like, let's cook it in a tin.
Yeah. We had a hubcap.
From the auto shop.
Hubcaps were in here like 2 hours ago. Let's bake a pizza instead. It's very strange. But that's
what you
genesis.
Guys do. I love it. I kind of love it. It's great.
They're very resourceful here,
fucks.
You know. Yeah.
So we drove in 6 hours from Milwaukee this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what we were
talking... We did listen to Eminem when we were...
I insisted we turn on Eminem as soon as we entered Detroit.
Mm. That was fun.
I was embarrassed if anyone heard us at all. But we played... What did we play? Lose Yourself. We played some
of
Lose
course,
Yourself
yes.
on the way.
Got it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, you know.
Here's the thing. We tried to go to the original Buddy's. We called our friend Josh Weiner, who's from Detroit, past Doughboy's guest, and he's like, you got to go to the original Buddy's. And so we tried to, but we called ahead while we were close to Detroit, and they said there was a 90-minute wait, and we were honestly suspicious that it was because of you all.
Was it your fault?
Did Doughboy's fans go to the original Buddy's today?
You ruined
oh
it for
my
us.
God.
We didn't get
we
to go.
We couldn't go to it, you pieces of shit. Go to the other one. You've tried it before, you fuckers. Use a pan from your garage and make a pizza.
We tried. We should get credit for trying.
We tried.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to a location in Livonia, Michigan.
Is that a good one?
Livonia
no.
show.
Yeah.
You're cheering Livonia? Oh, some people are booing Livonia.
Easy, guys.
Grew up there, all right.
All right, one guy is screaming that he grew up there. What?
Livonia? All right, Livonia. Got it. Livonia. We went to the Livonia location. Livonia. Like lasagna. Livonia.
That's a good way to remember
Livonia.
Uh-oh.
Kaylee was our server at the Livonia location.
Now he did a now great he's job. Thinking about lasagna.
Yeah. He's stuck in a loop.
This place was fucking hopping.
Yes. Not only was the original, like we said, was an hour and a half wait, and we got that information when we were 33 miles outside of Ann Arbor. No, that's not why I said Ann Arbor. We want to hit up Zingerman's.
We want to, yeah.
We're going to go. We're going to go.
Maybe get a scoop of fucking Superman ice cream. Oh, I thought that would get a bigger fucking pop. But we couldn't do shit. We've barely been here. We just went to the double... Oh, I shouldn't say the hotel name.
W Hotel.
Duck stores.
Jesus Christ. 7 Doughboys listeners in the elevator.
Well, we're staying here too.
That 2,500 pound capacity is fucking straining.
What floor are you on? Oh, that's funny. I'm on the same floor. I'll just follow you up.
What room are you in? I'm right near your room.
I'm in the same room too. I'll come in and sit in your room. Yeah.
A fun thing about the hotel is that if you open the door to the bathroom, there, facing, like sitting on the toilet, there's a full length mirror.
There is. You can watch yourself shit.
Or jack off.
Or jack off. If a Doughboys fan's with us, we're jacking off.
Maybe you guys requested that. I don't know.
It's bedtime. That's you should fun. Probably pull down your pants, jack off for a few minutes.
All right. Please don't follow us there for real. Yeah.
Kaylee was our server, and Kaylee was fantastic.
Oh,
and
Kaylee was so fantastic.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
It's about time. I'm just going to get sucked off by one of these people.
We were told, and I don't know if this is true or I don't know if this was urban legend. We were told that someone in the audience lined up, because the seats are general admission.
Yes.
That someone lined up at 7:30 a.m., raised his hand right there.
What a hero.
See you at the hotel, buddy. It's about time I get sucked off by someone who looks exactly like me. I'm fucking into this. Holy shit.
I texted Natalie that someone's been in line since 7:30 a.m., and she replied, OMG, be careful of crazies.
Thank you for identifying yourself. We've made a profile of you. Security will be
God bless.
Logging
Thank
those
you for
records.
Coming.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you rule. Thank you. Sorry, also.
He's regretting his decision right now.
So it was like it was packed. There were a lot of people there.
It was popping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a ton of families. Pulling up to the parking lot, actually, the parking lot was packed, and we thought we were going to have another like 90-minute wait. That's just how everybody's is at 5 p.m. There's just a 90-minute wait all over the city.
What time was it? 4 p.m.?
Was it at 4?
Or 3 p.m.?
No, it was like 5. We're out there by 6.
Who cares?
It was the dinner hour. It was fine.
Closer to dinner.
It was closer to dinner, but like this is the thing.
It was packed.
The notion of the pizza parlor is like kind of like a bygone era, right? It's like, the pizza parlors have all been shut down and turned into kiosks. They're all delivery or takeout focused. Yeah. So like when you see a place that's like, hey, this is a parlor, you come here and you sit down and you're served pizza, and that there's lots of people taking out, obviously, but lots of people there just like dining in, is just like, this is kind of great. I wish there's more of this.
I'm used to parlor on my phone as an app, but in real life... You're booing me?
They think you're serious. The Redditors think you're serious.
Wait, are you mad I'm making fun of Parler? I'll see you guys on there. Is there a Little Caesars in the Little Caesars Stadium?
There's gotta be. Is that the exclusive pizza provider? Gotta be, yeah.
All right, relax.
Take it easy.
Sometimes is there like a Little Caesar mascot running around? No.
No, you fucking idiot.
Oh, sorry. Got one thing fucking wrong and they turned on me. He's a cute little guy, isn't he?
The
Little Caesars mascot.
Yeah, he's super cute.
Harris famously tweeted about how he has chest hair, which is funny.
He does
funny.
Have chest hair.
He has a few, like three long curly chest hairs.
If you took away his robe and put him in like a flannel, he does look like a Doughboys fan. Been waiting in line since 6 a.m.
Yeah. Upset we made some factual error regarding a chain we were at for the first time. We went to the Livonia location. Kaylee was our server, as I mentioned before. Kaylee did a great job. Kaylee was very smiley. It seemed like she was having a blast working there. It seemed like she was enjoying serving the patrons.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was putting on a great performance, putting on a brave face. But she was a delightful server.
Well, the most esteemed
the Doughboys
restaurant critics in America were seated at her table, of course. She was great. She was awesome. She guided us through the menu. Oh, we got a recommendation. Are you not going to get into what we got, but we got a recommendation for the minestrone soup.
We
she
did. This was via Josh Weiner. Yeah. He said we should get the minestrone, and then she helped us out with the minestrone. Brought us one bowl and four little cups for dividing. How about that? Cups. Four cups, four spoons?
Mm-hmm. It was
above and beyond.
Is that the light? Oh, that's the AC.
Yeah.
That's what that is. No audience reaction, just a loud AC. yeah, we split up the soup. When Weiner...
They saw us soaked in flop sweat. They're like, cool these guys down.
The guy working the AC is like, I'll try to cool them down. I've never seen flopping like this in a long time. And I attend Pistons games.
There was a kid in the restaurant. He looked like he was three. And he was sitting, just him and his dad. And the kid was screaming like, ah! And then the dad would put a bite of food in his mouth. And then he would just like, and then as soon as the food was gone, he would go, ah!
Over and over again.
It happened like 50 like, times. It was really.
Back like on yeah. and on.
After being, you know, on tour with Mitch for like over 3 days, I really relate to that dad. Every few hours. My bagel, my cops, my grilled cheese.
I liked how hopping it was in there. It was fun.
Did it make you feel like a kid again to be back there?
Yeah.
There were a lot of families. A
lot of families.
In fact, on the way out, fuck, I left it in my damn jeans. I dressed in this damn fucking Minions uniform, and I left my dum-dum in my jeans. Why is I left my dum-dum in my jeans?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's really disappointing. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mitch. I bet if everybody imagines really hard, we can pretend you have a dum-dum in your hand. Yeah,
hey,
see?
All right.
Yeah. Yummy. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, sorry. That's... imagining Michael Shannon.
That's when I'm in a straitjacket in like 30 years. I'm going to be like, I left my dum-dum in my jeans, Dick.
That's right. Yes, Mr. Mitchell.
You work there?
Yeah. I got to have a career pivot after this.
This will not last.
No.
No.
It's unsustainable. I thought the minestrone was quite good. I was like, I was kind of dazzled by that minestrone. My expectations were pretty low because I was just like, oh, whatever, soup at a pizza place. But that's a good minestrone soup.
Well, you know, it had a box around it on the menu, which that leads you to a superstar when you're looking at a menu. If you see a box, man, we were not led astray by that box.
No, not at all. That box had a lot of info on it. minestrone, you know, Italians, I could take or leave. But the minestrone soup, this was a thick soup.
Very thick.
As our friend Carl
High
Todd would say.
Viscosity.
It had ass, as Carl Todd would say.
It's true. It kind of, it felt like it had some, I don't know if it had a little bit of cream in it or just a lot of cheese, but it kind of almost had like a
yeah, the fluid part of the soup was,
Jesus.
The fluid part.
The fluid part of the soup.
Fluid part.
Not the chunk, the fluid. Mm. The fluid was quite creamy. I don't know if maybe it was Parmesan mixed in.
Could have
been
that.
That'd be my guess, but it was... delicious.
Yeah, quality soup.
It was really good. I thought he was joking when he suggested it, but it was very, very good. Minestrone soup was good. It has a box that is that.
Yeah, it must be one of their famous things. I don't know.
We got a couple of, what happened? What was that?
I heard a bat, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, here's Ozzy. He's hungry. Look out.
We got a couple of fried apps. Okay, it's someone's radio. We got a couple of fried apps. We got the Doughboys there on stage.
That guy's just keeping his eye on you.
Weicker was talking about CP Hillary earlier. Clinton. Yeah. The Buddy's Famous Tenders and the Veggie Sampler were the two fried apps we got. And, you know, it's I thought they were quality tendies. The issue with they were decently seasoned, a good ranch you got it with them. The issue with the veggie sampler is you had the fresh mushrooms, cauliflower, and zucchini, and you kind of had like a baby bear, papa bear, and mama bear situation in terms of fry to veggie ratio. Uh-huh. Because the cauliflower was just too bulky and the mushrooms were a little too tiny, and that zucchini was just right.
I would agree. It's like a mama bear, baby bear, papa bear situation. Yeah.
If I had to compare it to any nursery rhyme, I guess it would be the Three Bears.
Three Bears, right. Yeah, I think so. In all seriousness, that cauliflower was way too large. It was
way too big, yeah. It wasn't.
It was the size of a pickleball.
Yeah,
it was gigantic. It didn't work. But the zucchini was nice. I thought the mushrooms were okay.
The breading
too.
Was great. Was it the same breading on the chickie?
It tasted like the same breading,
yeah,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I really like that breading.
It was good breading. Quality breading.
Quality breading.
Does anyone care about these apps, or are you like, we don't... Oh, you do? Okay.
Hard to say.
I can't tell. I can't tell what the deal is. Weiner's a weird man.
He also
was like demanding we were like tough. We're tight on time. We're like, do we have to go to the original? And he's like, yeah, you do. And we're like, we don't think we're gonna make it. He's like, yeah, you gotta go to it. And so we were like, we can't fucking go to it. We can't go to the original. But is it a thing like Pizzeria Regina? Well, you don't know this, but is it like a thing like, is the original much better than the other locations? Oh fuck.
We fucked up.
It's a chain restaurant podcast.
It's
we
your
went to
fault.
A chain outlet. It's yeah, it's your fault.
It's your fault we couldn't go.
Well, I guess we have to go back tomorrow morning. I don't know. Need more.
We got a Greek salad, and I thought that was a solid salad. It's just romaine, feta, kalamata olives. You know what's in a Greek salad. I like that garlic parmesan dressing.
Underdressed.
A little underdressed, yeah.
A little underdressed.
A little underdressed, yeah.
It was a little underdressed.
A little underdressed. Could use some more dressing.
The salad, oh, God. What was it?
I don't know.
It was underdressed. That's okay for the ladies,
yeah,
but not for my salad.
That's how Mitch likes his. When, yeah, ladies, yeah.
But not
his salad.
Yes.
And the waitress was like, please leave. A little underdressed. A little too underdressed.
I could have used some more dressing, but I do think
I prefer a soggy salad, though.
I agree.
So I am
on the
side
of dripping. You
enjoy a sauger? I do enjoy a sauger.
I think that you have to taste the dressing. The only... Marissa and I licked... We put our finger
in the
bowl and tasted it.
We did the finger test because we were suspicious if it was dressed.
Yeah. And you could only taste it that way by just putting your finger in the bowl.
Yeah, so Mitch and I took turns sliding our filthy fingers off the side inside of the salad bowl.
I saw them throwing it in the dumpster when we left. And you could tell that it was dressed, but not very heavily.
Yeah, everything, the portion was great. It was served with tongs. I mean, what, you can't complain. Come on.
A medium salad was for 3 to 5 people, and we had 4 of us, including Emma, and it was more than enough salad. I was
also
like, this
first
is the medium?
Greens of the trip. The first greens of the trip happened in Michigan.
Very exciting. Congratulations. You have one up on Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, we could not find greens at all.
Yeah. Yeah, we asked for some. They're like, you ain't from around here, are you?
Also, by the way, when we were leaving Wisconsin, there was a big sign that said, Wisconsin loves President Trump.
It was, Mitch, it wasn't one. It was 3 distinct billboards that all said some version of Wisconsin loves President Trump with a picture of President Trump.
And I said, where's the Doughboys loves President Trump billboard?
We're crowdfunding
it. Promote the tour. Come on.
I thought, but a quality salad, again, you like the soup. I'm just my.
There's a billboard in 2022. That Wisconsin still loves President Trump?
They're hoping he comes back.
Like, you could put up a billboard that says, like, I love President Ford.
Hey, there you go.
From Michigan?
There you go. Mitch, you did it.
I did it.
You inadvertently pandered.
Wow.
Ford, like the
we
auto plant.
We love Ford.
Yes.
President Ford. Oh. God bless him.
Let me tell you, those automobiles run like no other.
And the thing about President Ford is, yeah, he had a short presidency, but he showed magnanimity after Watergate, which is what the nation needed more than anything.
Yes. That's right.
This is what we should be saying to get reactions from you? Hell, I love Ford. He's fucking great.
I think he's the hottest president.
Hot as shit.
I bet he had a hog like a hammer.
Fucking...
They said the muffler test is if Ford could stick his thing in there, and if he could get it in, the muffler was too small, baby.
Said LBJ, after seeing Ford's hog, changed the nickname for his hog from Jumbo to not as big as Ford's.
It's a long nickname.
It was, and it was a little awkward, but, you know, he just felt inferior.
My first car, Ford Escort.
Wow.
Woo!
My grandma's car. It was my sister's car, and I got to drive it around. I was in it the day it died on the road.
I had my first car was a Chevy Blazer.
Is that wow. the first thing you've been in the day it died?
Jesus Christ.
Good God.
She asked if that's the first thing I've been in the day it died.
What a grisly question.
Maybe he was with
no,
a woman.
I haven't
fucked
a corpse before.
Or someone who was about to die.
Oh, okay. Never fucked someone the day they died.
Okay, well, that's a fair question.
It was a fair question. You are correct.
But you never know. There could be some make-a-wishes brewing. Oopsie.
Ford, this is...
Everybody, meet us back at the W for some drinks after this bad boy. First round's on us at the W.
That's right. And they do not give you a free cookie. At the hotel we are
yes,
staying
yes, there
at.
Might be other hotels that give free cookies.
Yes,
unlike
not
the
ours.
W.
That's right, that but the hotel not. We are at does not give you a free cookie. It's the W.
That's right.
Gerald Ford actually born in Omaha, Nebraska.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
What was this shit?
He was raised in Grand Rapids, but he was born in Omaha.
All right.
Okay.
He gets a pass. Yeah.
We're back on his side.
Let's talk about the pizzas, because that's the whole reason this place endures. That's the whole reason this place is beloved. That's the whole reason Detroit-style pizza exists, because this place was the progenitor of it, the pioneer of it. And the three pies we got. Mm-hmm. We got the four-piece square pies. And we... That's what we got. We got plain cheese, we got Eastern Market veggie, and we got spicy Italian. So the plain cheese, for people who aren't familiar with it, is just the Wisconsin brick cheese, and it gets that little dollop of red sauce on there, which is a signature of the style. We also got the Eastern Market veggie, which is the brick cheese, onions, green peppers, mushrooms, and sliced tomatoes. Now, those tomatoes were like a whole like beefsteak tomato, and they just gave you a big slice that covered the whole slice of the pizza. I was kind of like amazed by how much tomato just encompassed the entire surface area of it.
Yeah, Nick was freaking out when he saw this tomato.
I was freaking out a little bit. And then we also, the spicy Italian, which is the Motor City cheese blend, a little different, and Italian sausage, roasted red peppers, red onions, garlic, tomato basil sauce, and Buddy's Sicilian spice blend. Mitch, let's start with the spicy Italian. You're the one who had that. What did you think of that spicy Italian?
I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Emma also gave it a thumbs up. I at one point, I thought it was my favorite of a bunch. Look, I'm not going to try to pander to this crowd.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try to pander to them. But our whole order was kind of like that Pistons bad boy steam wags. That's right. That cheese pizza was like Bill Laimbeer.
Mm.
Solid as they come. That spicy Italian, well, that was Dennis Rodman.
There you go.
A little bit of spiciness. You don't know which way it's going to go, but mm-mm. Carmen Electra approved. The fried cauliflowers were kind of Isaiah Thomas. No one really liked them that much. Bit of an asshole, but we like him still. It was fine. He added to the meal. Wags, I would say that veggie pizza was a John Sally. What would you say?
Benny the Microwave Johnson, maybe?
Yes.
One of the all-time nicknames. Instant offense. Danny Ainge gave him that nickname.
Ah, how about that? I love it. Yeah. Ainge man.
Yeah. So the
we got
the,
a small boo for liking Ainge. We never drank the Faygo.
Take a sip.
It actually is truly better.
Is it better?
It is better. It is. It's better than the can one, I think.
We're it tastes better. A sip.
Ooh, wow.
Can I hit that?
That's silky.
All right.
We've been swapping a lot of spit on this trip, I gotta say.
Faygo Original Red Pop. This is characterized as naturally and artificially flavored strawberry.
100% cane sugar.
Here we go. That's delightful.
That's great. That's really good.
Love the fizz on that.
Mm, that's really good.
Boy, that goes down smooth.
All right, relax.
Like you on Michael Shannon. These pizzas were fucking great. I thought they were really good. I love this style of pizza, as you mentioned earlier, Marissa, and I agree with you. I concurred. Like I just think those corners are so yummy. I love the a lot of times
it's
pizza,
all about the corners. Come on.
Here's the magic of Detroit style pizza. A lot of times on pizza, the crust is like, okay, well, I got like I was a kid, I wouldn't even fucking eat the crust. I'd leave the crust like the crust of bread. Like I was like, so which I eat now too. These days, but as a kid, I didn't eat the crust of bread. I didn't want to eat the crust of pizzas.
Leave the crust sounds like your sheets in middle school.
Nah, I wouldn't bust in my own sheets. My mom was a nurse. She'd know what was up.
Where'd you bust?
And I'd find a spot.
Oh, my God.
Where?
You know.
Oh, God. Chip the turtle just floating and
Jesus Christ.
Preserved.
What's the matter with you?
So did your mom, she was a nurse, did she change your bed with, like, the gloves on, basically? Just a frozen sheet?
No, you're something disposable. I learned that at a young age. You hide the evidence. Look, we're here to talk about pizza.
Weiger's mom came to the show last night, by the way.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It's
his mom and dad
here.
Were at the show last night.
It's my mom's birthday today, HBD mom. Happy birthday, Carrie Weiger.
Weiger's parents are so
normal.
It's like, it's eerie. And I haven't met your brother, Nate, but the family, aside from Nick, is like, it's like bone chilling how normal they are when you see the son that they made.
My brother Nate is the alpha Weiger. So I think what happened is that all of their
rules. He's so much fun.
All of their charisma and conviviality and ability to connect with people on a human level got channeled into the first child. And
what
then,
happened to your dad's sperm? Like, did your mom get pregnant like after he was on like a jet ski or something, and it like got like all like scrambled up and jostled? Or
his dad came into a pinball machine. It was like, bing, bing, bing,
yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
I don't know what's going on, man. Something ain't right.
He did work with a lot of dangerous chemicals, so maybe that's involved.
Every day.
Here's the thing.
What did we create, George? We have to put an end to it.
I fancy myself a normal man. I'm going to say this. This is my point. The crust in Detroit-style pizza is a highlight. It's so fucking good. It's oftentimes like the best part. And that's the magic of it. Because instead of it being like the throwaway, or sort of being like, okay, here's the little stump of the pizza and maybe I've got some ranch to dip it in to give it some life or whatever, or maybe it's like stuffed with cheese. I don't fucking know. Some gimmick to make it edible. It's just like, no, this is an absolute treat. Mm-hmm. When I get in my final bites of this pizza are gonna be wonderful.
I take a bowl of Oops All Crust.
Give me that crust.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hold on. Oh, I like the crust. You want all crust?
Yes.
You're on board with that? Here's what we talked about. I wish we've had Jets as well.
We have had Jets last time.
And we actually did a Buddies versus Jets
Buddies versus
on
Jets.
Stage last time we were here. I don't know if you remember, a man tried to come on stage during the show.
Is that man here tonight?
Is he here? He's here. It's you? Oh, all right. It's the 7 a.m. guy? Need prime position to get myself back on stage. Yeah. This time I'll do it right. We had a guy in the audience last night who was a drunk question asker, and he was good. It's the only time it ever worked
out. He was great.
Hear him. He's great.
Is the guy who came up on stage not here? Well, he's not going to announce it, I guess.
No, why would he?
He might be here.
When we went to National Coney Island, this
a fake mustache. I don't see him anywhere in the crowd.
This was back in January of 2020, so not long before the shit went down. This was one of our final live
January
shows. January of 2020.
Some of your last outings was a Doughboys live show.
Yes.
See you in monkeypox lockdown, you freaks.
Our buddy Carl was with us, of course, and we did our segment, the best, just the best. We did our segment where we compared Buddies versus Jets.
You and Buddies and the Jets.
Buddies and the Jets, yes, a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Both you and Carl preferred Jets. I actually preferred Buddies. Although I don't remember Jets specifically, but I did have a fandom for Buddies at that time.
Wow.
And here, revisiting it, I was like, this is fucking great. I remember really enjoying this, and I'm really having a good time having it not in a box that's been sitting for an hour waiting for us to get to our segment after a fork rating, but just like served to us hot and fresh. And that was fantastic.
Detroit-style pizza really benefits from being piping hot.
Yes.
Because the oil and that crust, something happens as it cools down, gets a little bit more hard, a little more solidified, congealed, but piping hot. I mean, you can't compare.
I agree with that.
The plain cheese was the winner for me. I just think all the veggies on the Eastern Market veggie was just too much. It was just like just too much going on. I don't need those big tomato slices on there. It was unka pachka. Get it out of there.
Wow.
Simplify your pie concept. Because I was just getting a big bite of tomato that was like kind of coming off and was super wet.
Veggies are so wet. When it comes to veggies, because the salad was so good, I think I might be a raw dog. Because all those little bell peppers and tomatoes, I say, no need to cook them, toss them in the salad.
There you go.
Have a good time.
Better context.
I'm used to things
wet. # raw dog.
I'm used to things wet. I've been soaking wet since we've gotten here, whether it was because I had to shit my pants or the humidity. So I actually liked that. I liked the vegetarian pizza. It was probably my third favorite of the bunch. The cheese was number one for me.
Wise. I also thought it was good, but the cheese was the winner.
Wise, it's like ranking the bad boys. I'm looking at this list. Detroit Pistons, the five baddest boys of the bad boys era. They rank the bad boys?
I mean, you know,
something jostled in my ear. Sorry.
Probably in terms of importance. Is it in terms of importance to the roster? Because if so, Isaiah Thomas has to be number one. Or is it in terms of how bad they were? In which case, I think probably it's got to be Rodman or Lambeer.
Lambeer was number one.
Yeah. Okay. So like that's like a bad boy sort of thing.
Which one of you guys do you think is badder? Who's the baddest doughboy?
You know the answer to this. Hold on. Let me get that thing out of my ear. It's me.
Hey, what's the baddest thing you've ever done?
I don't know.
This show?
Specifically this one.
What?
No
peeking.
No,
not peeking.
That was pretty bad.
I never peeked. She said that. And it's weird she said it, and she still says it. I never peeked on anyone.
We got a few desserts before we got out of there. The cream puff sundae and the Werner's float. The cream puff sundae is billed as the legendary dessert. Cream puff shell filled with Hudsonville vanilla ice cream was very nice ice cream.
Let me tell you, this was like Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace.
There you go. Sanders hot fudge and whipped cream. This was, I mean.
Start with Ben Wallace.
People like Ben Wallace.
Is he playing with Clapton tonight? Why are people mad about him? Oh, wait, yeah, I know he's a Hall of Famer.
Like Ben Wallace.
I need to stop talking to the audience.
You wanted a bigger pop for your pander. That's what it is.
Yeah, no shit.
People weren't on that. People like Ben Wallace.
Yeah, they should be cheering and on their feet.
I thought the desserts were good. I certainly probably like the Werner's float more. I just like that concept is just a little cleaner for me.
You had
I
been think craving a float also.
I had been craving a float. I had floats on the brain. And I think partly
also you said to one of the children, they all float down here. you're not it, the sore clown. This town is in love with Werner's. I remember when I was
good Werner's
filming the sci-fi smash hit The Tomorrow War. I've taught Jurassic Park tonight, Tomorrow War, Alien, you know, the classics. Sam Richardson got Werner's delivered to Atlanta. He loved Werner's.
It's very good.
It's good. Why isn't it ale? Why isn't it ginger ale? Why, it's ginger drink, right? It's good for you. But it seems like it's I don't know if it's the first one or what the deal is. But let me tell you, it made for a great float, Wags. That float
was a good float.
It was fantastic.
By the way, I'd encourage you not to ask open-ended questions to the audience.
I'm just trying to get them involved.
You can ask him at the hotel later.
There you go.
Ginger drink. It's a ginger
drink. I'd never have a... Like, had you ever had a ginger ale float before? I'd never had one. And I'm a float freak.
I've talked about this on the podcast, which I believe a Boston cooler, which actually originates in Detroit, was something that my mom would give me as a child. When I was sick, I think. I don't know. Or just when I was... I wanted one. I have no idea.
When you ran out of Bubba Juice chop chip with milk.
And I always thought it was a Boston. I thought it was from Boston, but it's from Detroit.
Yeah.
And it's very, very good.
You guys love your beverages here. This is the Motor City. This is Beverage City.
It's Beverage Town.
My God.
I'll say this. I've had like probably now like 1.5 Faygos today, and I feel like I can feel the veins going through my arm to my fingers.
I've only had Faygo and tequila and coffee, and now I'm just remembering, and Coke at the restaurant, and no water. Do you guys drink water? No water today.
No.
This has been a water-free day. Boo water, that's right.
I got my refillable water bottle here, which is full, but I'll drink it at some point. I thought here's the thing. We had cream puffs from the Wisconsin State Fair yesterday, and I hate to tell you, but the cream puffs here just paled in comparison. So I think that was part of why that dessert underperformed.
It was at a buddy. Yes, it's yes. Yeah.
But I thought that float was nice, and also the fudge was very good. The fudge
and the ice cream was really good.
Yeah, just the cream puff itself. Well, we should get to our final thoughts on Buddy's Pizza. So, Marissa, you know how this works. We'll go around. We'll give our closing argument, if you will. Rate this chain from 0 to 5 forks. Buddy's Pizza, your thoughts, your fork score.
Wow. Well, as I've mentioned, you know, I love Detroit-style pizza. I don't think vegetables should be on any pie, considering their finest pizza offering was cheese, which was interestingly off menu. We had to build our own. I was surprised there wasn't just like a classic straight-up cheese on the main menu. Right. That kind of threw me off. I thought, are we going off book here? Are we going astray? Mm-hmm. We're going down a dark and mysterious road. But when we mentioned it to Kayla, she didn't seem scared for us or, you know, nervous. Or we just said cheese pizza, and she nodded. And she said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what came was, a fantastic, solid, exactly what you want in Detroit-style pizza. The crust, the corner. I love the four slice because everybody gets a corner. You don't have to fight over the corners.
Love it.
There was a little bit of back and forth. If we had made a mistake not getting an 8. Six slice.
I thought we should have got an 8. I didn't know if people would be mad if we didn't get a 6
yeah.
slice.
Yeah, no, I think 4 is the way to go because everyone can get a corner. The appetizers were great. Minestrone knocked out of the park. For me, 4.5 forks.
Wow, very good score.
It was great. It was great.
It's really good.
I was desperately Googling Bad Boys that I hadn't mentioned already. And I gave up and I thought, I'm not going to pander to this crowd. I'll be real with them, Nick.
Did you say Joe Dumars yet?
Joe Dumars. Buddy's Pizza is exactly like Joe Dumars. Look. How do I say this? Oh, I got really tired for a second there. Hold on. Let me think this out.
No, don't talk.
I had to tell Mitch in the car. He said, don't talk about how tired you are. People don't like to hear that at a show.
I'm tired, though. And I want you, and we're fucking going to bring it, all right? I'm going to tell you the fucking truth here. People love deep dish Chicago pizza. It can fuck the fuck off.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sick of Chicago shit. We're the second city, huh? New York, we're the second seat. Shut the fuck up.
It's too deep.
It's too deep.
It's too deep.
Pizza's too deep.
Something Mitch's girlfriends have never said.
Jeez. Ugh, true. Chicago gets a lot of credit. That really threw me. Because I was like going through my head, like 1, 2, yep, never happened. I think this minion look is going to work out for me. Chicago gets all the, and they're like, we got pan pizzas too. And it's like, I don't care. I don't care about pan pizzas. One of the best pizzas around is the Detroit pan-style pizza. They do it better than a lot of people. Look, it's going to get run into the ground. It's already happening.
For sure.
It's getting overused, but it is one of the best pizzas in the country. And Buddy's the originator of it. And I got to say this about our... we got the cheese pizza, she said you could pick the sauces and the cheese on the side.
Right.
And one of the cheeses was a Wisconsin brick.
That's right.
Which I will be leaving in the toilet at this theater tonight, at the Majestic Theater.
Jesus.
But it's a sign of a good meal, Wikes. It's a sign of a great meal.
Yes.
No one does it like here. No people are freaky enough to fucking cook a pizza in a fucking pan that was in a car, like an auto lot.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. These fucking demented fucks made a new pizza, and it's great. I wish it was a little bit more sauce. I wish you could spread the sauce around a little bit. But I love it, and how can I go below four forks? I'll go four
wow,
and a half
four forks.
Wow, four forks,
very good score.
And my guess is that Jets would be maybe a five forker. I don't know.
Wow.
So it falls to me to determine whether Buddy's Pizza joins the Hallowed Halls of the Golden Plate Club. Once again, I am in the role of the gatekeeper.
Oh, boy.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. This is not a role I shrug off.
It's 9:18. What should I set my alarm
heavy
to?
Heavy head. Mitch is used to that.
It's the Silly Show. You motherfucker.
Hey, you called it, man. You asked for it. You wanted to get silly.
Go on, Wise. Go on, gatekeeper.
As the gatekeeper, I am going to say this. I really, really enjoyed the food here, and that includes the items that weren't pizza. Like, you have no expectations for the other stuff at a pizza place. You hope the wings are at least solid, but you don't think, like, there's going to be a good veggie sampler, which there was, or good soup, or a really good salad. How many pizza places have an actual decent salad? How many places it's just some fucking, you know, thrown together, yeah, whatever. We've got a bag of iceberg lettuce, and then whatever veggies we're using as pizza toppings, you know, thrown in there with some Italian dressing. No, this was a well-composed, well-prepared salad.
And I don't mean to interject, but the place was packed.
It was packed.
And the vibe was fun.
But here's the thing. And you've both already made this point. Buddy's created Detroit-style pizza. And this is like an essential part of the pizza ecosystem. This is one of the best versions of pizza. This is one of the best pizza varietals around. And I think for that reason, I'm surprised to be the only person doing this, but I go five forks for Buddy's Pizza.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Front row is standing up.
Wow.
They're just excited because the end of the show is approaching.
They're getting up to leave.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Buddy's.
That fired me up.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Change my score? Why? Nick, it is a cornerstone. Would I give yeast anything below five forks? Or flour? Or water? No! I have to change to five forks, Wags. It's a cornerstone of pizza.
You'd give yeast five forks?
It's pretty good.
That's good. Wow, five forks. Two five forkers, one four and a half forks. That means welcome to the Golden Plate Club, Detroit's Pizza. Detroit's own Buddy's Pizza.
Marissa
you
is
belong there.
Standing in her
I'm
score.
I'm standing firm four and a half. That
I
salad
that.
Was underdressed.
I respect that.
No, it was fantastic.
Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura Frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura Frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura Frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one. And now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, we're going to be heading back to the hotel when we're done with the show, but there was a little bit of an issue checking in.
That's right.
And
a big issue checking in.
There was a big issue, which is that, like, I checked in, I checked in. Like, the hotels were under my name, but I'd added everyone else's names.
Yes.
But then you get there, and they're, like, confused. They're like, we have you all staying in one room.
That's
under
right.
My name.
They were saying, I was like, it's Mike Mitchell, and they were like, okay, so you and Nick Weiger in a room together? I was like, no.
No, actually, Mitch said I would be okay with it, but Nick won't be happy. Yeah.
That is true. I did say that to the lady.
Wait, I have you and Nick Weiger and Darth Cum from the subreddit all in a room together?
I see your load is bigger than mine. Have we said that before? It feels like we've said maybe the exact same shit.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
So yeah, it was a whole thing, and they ended up like I had to call the hotel, and I was on the phone with the front desk, and they're like, what's your name? I was like, Nick Weiger. Like, what's the name on the credit card? I was like, Nicholas Weiger. It's like, okay, what's your full legal name? And I replied, well, my full legal name is Nicholas Frank Weiger. And sometimes I go by Frank, which means it's time to review the week in hot dog news in another edition of Let Me Be Frank. Hot dog, simmer in the city. Great Amal Grill getting greasy and gritty. Toast bun, don't it look pretty? Sucking on a dog like you're sucking on a titty. Pork and beef, sausages and long bread, rolling on a roller grill, mustard and relish. One bite, it's a different world. Swap dog bites with a girl. Munch on, and chop all night. Despite the farts, it'll be all right. That taste, when the casing has snapped, later that day you'll for sure have to nap as it simmers in the city, like you're sucking on a titty. You ain't nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. Nothing but a hot dog, frying all the time. You ain't never been a burger and you ain't no lunch of mine. Well, they said you a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. They said you a sandwich. Well, that was just a lie. Just a bun around a wiener, so you sure don't qualify. Hi.
My name is.
Hi.
My name is.
Hi.
My name is.
Frank. Hi.
My name is.
Hi.
My My name is...
Hi.
My name is...
Frank.
Morning, Tim.
Morning, Al. What are we cooking today?
Tim, today I thought we'd grill up a hot dog.
And what kind of grill are we using, Al?
Well, this is a Binford Charmaster 500.
Al, we need a man's grill. We need more power. Oh, 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 oh.
I don't think so, Tim.
Hey, what toppings you got for that hot dog?
Some mustard, onions, relish.
Al, what we need is more sour. Kraut. Oh, 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 oh.
Go fuck yourself, Tim.
Tim, the school just called.
Oh my God, Jill, what is it?
Our son Mark is a goth.
Okay. So,
those listening, Weiger put a belt around his neck as a tie. And
I
when
forgot
he put the
a
belt
tie.
Around his neck, I thought a whole different show was about to start.
So
I thought you were gonna you're gonna
No, I got it. Yeah, okay, I figured it out. Yeah.
This isn't his jacking belt.
Much tighter that
That's
belt.
That's a different belt.
You actually should use a necktie. It doesn't leave a mark. Okay, so we're... Mitch is going to Google hot dogs, and I am going to use my preferred search engine, Microsoft Bing, to find out the latest in hot dog news. Mitch, what do you got there?
All right, I've Googled hot dog. I put it in. Google
Sorry,
would like to use my current location. Okay, so that might change things up a little bit. We're hitting the news tab, and here we are.
Here we go.
Okay, first thing up, we tried a Costco hot dog for the first time. It was an absolute winner. We got the fucking Get With The Times insider.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to be a gatekeeper in this regard. If someone's a latecomer to the Costco hot dog, welcome to the family.
All right.
We see that with metal a lot. If someone's just getting into Metallica because of Stranger Things, you know what? Enjoy Master of Puppets. I hope you're having fun.
We complained about this in the ride today.
Yeah, I'm talking about you specifically. No, I wasn't. I was thinking more generally.
Al Roker learns the history behind Detroit's iconic Coney hot dogs.
Oh, that's fun.
That's kind of fun.
That is fun.
I've just looked for more news.
Here's one I see from Microsoft Bing.
Okay.
This is from MSN.com. Royals nearly got mustard on them in dugout after hot dog contestant wiped out. This is breaking news. This happened 2 hours ago.
Wow. Breaking shoes.
Breaking shoes.
The trouble could be traced back to the route this hot dog race contestant chose Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. A person in the mustard costume tried to ride the rail to the finish line until he or she began to flounder by the photographers. Mustard veered off course and seemed to be headed for the stairs to the Royals dugout. It was, a Royals player said, almost really bad. Harrowing.
Wow.
Here's one from Tasting Table. What makes the Detroit Coney hot dog so unique? There's a lot of Coney love
People
here.
Love those Coney dogs.
Ooh, Wikes. How to make hot dog sliders. It's a little hot dog sliders. That's fun. Oh, there's this mini, oh, those are mini wieners, right? Cocktail wieners?
Yeah. Here's one.
What the fuck?
It's a silly show.
Silly show. A lady made
this is
a
just
joke
you,
about
it's just
it.
You getting roasted for having a small dick.
What the hell?
Here's one, and Marissa, I'm curious your thoughts on this because as someone who doesn't eat meat, first off, do you eat a veggie hot dog?
Yeah, I like all the bad fake meats that will probably kill you faster than meat will.
Right.
I like all of those Impossible Beyond. Yeah, all of the fake meat I really like.
There's like Lifehouse is one or Lighthouse? I'm trying
to
remember. Something
yeah,
like
they're,
that.
Yeah, whatever is at the grocery store, I'll fry it up, I'll eat it. It's like soy poison and I love it.
I've had some success, although some of them are a little iffy. But I think if you get a little crispness on them, and then you just like load them up with toppings, and that's what this ties in to. This is from Lifehacker. Your next hot dog deserves a banh mi treatment. Ketchup and mustard can take a hike. Pickle some carrots and daikon instead. Would you fuck with a banh mi style hot dog? I think I'd try it.
You know, banh mi sandwiches, oh, they always come with cilantro, and I have that thing where cilantro tastes like soap.
Yeah, that's
which
tough.
Which is really, really sad.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's the saddest thing about my life.
I think we found something that would maybe explain the show here.
Okay.
Ice cream, hot dogs, and other ultra-processed foods linked to mental decline. Here's another one. This looks interesting. I do kind of want to look at this. It's about Chicago, so but relax. Hot dog flavored soft serve unleashed on unsuspecting Chicagoans. From Eater Chicago.
Wow.
The Museum of Ice Cream opened with a speakeasy style cafe in its notorious sprinkle pool. I don't know what the fuck that means. Themed art installation that rocketed to the social media. I'm trying to find out if there was just hot dog flavored ice cream. This article is too fucking long. It's just too long.
Mitch, I got one. Mm-hmm. This is from this is from Eater LA, and this is from our friend, past guest, Farley Elliott.
Oh, Farley.
Yeah, Farley.
LA legend Pink's Hot Dogs is giving away free chili dogs all weekend, meaning this weekend.
Fuck!
Wow.
We gotta get back!
Red eye flight.
Here's
Friday, August 5th through Sunday, August 7th, coincidentally lining up exactly with the Doughboys tour dates. I think they knew we were out of the city.
I think economically they couldn't have afforded to do it if you two were in town.
So there is a hot dog flavored ice cream in Chicago. It sounds disgusting. Wow. Here's my issue. I kept coming up with things about dogs that were hot.
Like they're
like
one?
Japan is putting fans on hot dogs and cats.
Yeah.
In the or blistering the, hot
the dog,
summer.
The pilot dog from the Cuphead DLC is really hot. It's very, she's got like an aviator uniform, kind of like Amelia Earhart, but with like, you know, long dog ears like hair.
The dog.
Have you ever been attracted to an animal?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Just double checking. Yeah. I gave you an out and, okay.
The dog from Frasier got a DUI. Still alive.
Well, child actors, you know. It always happens.
I'm surprised that that Cuphead DLC boss hasn't taken off in the fan art community. It's a matter of time, I'm sure. All right, we should
get grunty.
Let's get one more headline here. And Mitch, if you don't have one.
I mean, there's the Brock's thing about how there's hot dog flavored candy corn, but that's not fun.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Here's one. This is a follow-up on the earlier headline. Cleveland Guardians investigation. Why mustard has gone winless this season in the hot dog race at Progressive Field. We surely had our fair share of heartbreak with the professional Cleveland sports over the years. The shot, the drive, the fumble, and newly minted, the mustard. The beloved Guardians racing hot dog mustard has had such a bad slumping season, it makes the winless 2017 Browns look like a cakewalk. Things have gotten so bad for mustard, he's not won one race of his last 48 hot dog races at Progressive Field.
Wow.
So I think it's time to put this dog down.
Is that like the number one? Is it like, does that come before the Pistons as mustard? Like, this is a Detroit mascot.
No, this is a Cleveland story.
Oh, a Cleveland story. I don't care about Cleveland.
That's where Cleveland hot dogs come from, is dogs that retire from... They turn them into hot dogs.
I try to even search Detroit and hot dog, but not. It's all just about Al Roker scarfing down hot dogs. The untold truth of Ballpark Franks. That's kind of scary. We're not going to read that one. That's too scary. I don't want to ruin Ballpark Franks for everybody. Well, Nick, that was Let's Be Frank. Something that's intro is always better than the actual content of it.
Hey, it's time to answer some questions. Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open the feedback. Emma Erdbrink is coming out.
Hello.
Emma, everyone.
Hi. All right, I got Craig P., Chris C., and Sarah from Lansing.
Wow. Right? You guys want to mosey your way
come
up.
Come up here.
Emma is going to...
Did somebody pee their pants down here? It's really wet.
Is there urine? is that urine or is it just a...
I hope...
Oh, you spilled your beer. Okay,
oh,
all right.
Boy.
You never know.
Party foul. All right.
Hey, you're not one to talk about spilling, Nick.
I tell you, I came out with two drinks, and I have not spilled one yet. So
well,
I'm feeling pretty
you.
Good.
Wait, what did you think the water on the floor? You think that was just seeping off the audience?
Someone said pee. Like. Someone said there was pee, and I was like, "Is it pee? Is it
looks
urine?"
Like a trail of pee.
Oh, all right.
I was just double checking.
No, it's a spilled beer.
Doughboys fans do just pee their pants freely.
Anyway, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Thanks. So, using the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man as an example from Ghostbusters, what food or food mascot would terrify you if it was a giant?
Wow. I thought you were going to ask which we would we eat. Because I would eat the Stay Puft. It looks good. Like, when it explodes at the end, it looks good. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look good, but I understand it. I think a frozen pizza mascot, Mama Celeste.
That's who you'd eat?
If she was kaiju-sized. No.
No, who would scare you?
No, who would scare you?
Oh, that's right. That's the question.
Giant Italian grandma with a wooden spoon? Knocking over buildings? That'd be terrifying.
I thought it was who would you eat. I'm sorry.
I guess the hamburger helper hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a nightmare.
I think just grab you and crush you to bits.
Junji Ito shit. That's fucking awful.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucked
up. Those are both good. I don't got one.
Well, it's your turn, Mitch. Think of one.
I guess the king from Burger King, but that's like trying to be creepy at this point.
He is kind of trying to be creepy, but that thing would be terrifying if it was 500 feet tall.
That mask.
You know what? I got the answer.
Yeah.
Giant Jared from Subway. Could happen.
Could happen. Stops eating those subs. Balloons up again. Thanks for your question. Hi, next question.
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. So we might all remember the Gatorade commercials where they sweat Gatorade.
Oh, God, so yeah.
What liquid or drink would you want to be able to sweat?
What a nightmare. What a sweat.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong
beverage.
With the city?
What monster do you want to terrify you? And what body horror do you want to endure?
Would I want to sweat?
All right, next question. If you could make your cum any flavor, what would it be? I fucking know.
That's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you would say for cum, say for sweat.
Okay.
Milk.
It's weird because my answer for sweat is cum.
Because to you, that is a drink.
No, I mean, look, I guess the nice thing about the Gatorade, in theory, is aside from it being sticky, but ignore that, is that, like, you're leaking out your electrolytes, but you could restore them by, like, licking your flesh, right? So I guess applying that principle, country
what
gravy.
Look what you've done. Oh, my God. Look what you did. There's only one answer for me, Wikes.
Yes.
Faygo Rockin' Rye.
Wow. I almost spilled.
A near spill.
You almost got a live spill.
Jesus Christ. Imagine. I tried to hang it up in the microphone stand.
Imagine that sip you just took coming straight off my face.
Oh, fuck.
You're licking gravy off Nick's leg. What's going on, guys?
That's all that would happen when Nick and I are just fucking licking each other.
That sounds like it'd be cool Patreon content. You guys should do that.
How many people listen to this show? All right, one more question. Hi.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. So if you had stats of any food you've eaten or hours playing a video game, which would you never want to know?
Oh, life God. Stats. I love this. Because there is something to, like, the end of life stat screen that would be, like, number of dogs, pet, like oh, wow, that's more than I expected, you know? I honestly think the depressing answer would be number of days spent looking at my phone. Like, that would be the answer that I feel
anyone would
be like, what, like, you know what? It was 1 year and 10 months. I think people would be like, Jesus Christ.
You know what I know? What one I feel bad for this audience is number of hours seeing Doughboys live.
T
2. Oh, fuck.
I would, like, hate to see, like, a number of hours spent having sex. And it's, like, 2. That would suck. And then I hate to see sleep. Sleep hours would be bad.
I would love to see, like how much, like, in terms of tonnage, how much sodium I've consumed. Like, how much salt
you would
want to
see a pile of salt?
Yeah, I want to see a pile of salt that would just, I'd be like, holy shit, I put that much in my body over the course of my life. If I could break that down into all the, like, kind of staple foods, like, if I could see, like, how much butter, how much milk, how much sugar, how much salt, I'd love to see that. That would be fascinating.
Yeah, fuck.
Gravy.
How many cows that you, the soul thing. From
how many souls? That's the answer. How many souls did I consume? How many souls did this one life, take into their body to sustain themselves? And it's millions, because if we're counting microbes, if those have souls.
Microbes
no.
don't have souls.
How do you know?
You think there's microbes in heaven and microbes in hell?
That's a great theological question. I don't know. There'd have to be, because we have, like, well, okay, we're talking about our bodies are represented different spiritually, because we do have normal flora and fauna that's just a part of our,
uh-oh.
Like...
No better way to end
that,
the show than this.
We need
this.
That in our guts.
Gut bacteria.
Like, on our faces.
Yeah.
The person asking the question left. Here's... All right, I got one that would be...
Yes.
I got one that would be embarrassing for you. Emma left.
She just resigned.
The crew of the theater is packing up. Here's one that's embarrassing for you. Number of hours spent watching Minion movies.
Nothing embarrassing about that at all.
You know what I want to be embarrassed about?
Yeah.
Number of minutes watching Michael Shannon go to town on Momo.
That's our show.
Bye. Thank you,
give
Detroit.
Give it up for Marissa Benson.
Thank you.
Emma Erdbrink.
Thanks to the Majestic Theater. Until next time, for the Spoonman, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating. Thank
we'll
you,
see
Detroit.
You at the W. See you at the Bye. W, everybody. Thank you all.
Facts, boys, are bad at facts. And you know they can never be right. The facts, boys, are bad. Do you like it to the fact, boys?
On the next Doughboys Double, we're hitting the tube to watch a chef visit some of the most beloved local joints across the country. Ben Axelrad joins to review episode 1 of the Guy Fieri franchise that's been a Food Network staple since 2006. It's the Doughboys pilot program, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, only at patreon.com/doughboys. Is that money or what? Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.